Welcome to Zephyr Yoga Inspiration. I offer these podcasts for free, and your support really does make a difference and is appreciated. To make a donation, please click the link in the episode description or visit zephyryoga.com. Remembering in this practice, we are working with Santosha. And we're going to layer this practice, remembering our work of Saucha to cleanse, to clear, to create a clear path in which we can contently be in ourselves wakefully. So we're going to use some pranayama kriya called Brahmari pranayama. So we close our mouth and chant Om. We'll notice how that has an impact on the physical, the energetic, and mental bodies, kind of disrupting that holding pattern in which we realize whether it's negative thinking, any emotional distress, any instability felt in the body, or disturbances in the breath that mirror the disturbances of the mind, Sutra 131, are those signs of any symptom of pain, suffering, that dukkha, that dis-ease, that discontentment within, and help dissolve in so we can feel that sense of dropping into what is and creating an environment in which we can actually experience that quality of deep comfort, of serenity, of sincere gratitude, of being able to be here now with what is, and what is enough. So how we're going to proceed is remembering in asana, Sutra 246 stating that you just need two things to do an asana, stira and sukham. Stira is that steadiness, is that structural integrity, but also energetic and mental integrity in which you hold an asana. And then once you have that steadiness and stillness and stability, then you can experience that ease, comfort, that sukham. So stira and sukham in any given asana. And then once you have that, you focus your attention, the habit of turning your attention to the body breathing, Sutra 134. Sutra 135, open to sensation, whether it's the sensation of stretch, strength, sensation of energetic releasing, the sensation of whatever, the breath, the movement, whatever's going on. And then in that sensation, we cultivate light, Sutra 136, the light of being able to see what's going on, whether it's thought, emotion, storytelling, commentary, or whether it's the light in which we use as prana, that life force that heals, that inspires, that transforms. So we become these bright, radiant beings, that saucha, in which we contently rest within. And as a result of practicing this way, it says that the pair of opposites cease to exist or have an impact on ourselves, which means that we are practicing yoga to experience the state of yoga. So in this practice, just watch. I'm going to encourage you to hold an extra back bend in a vinyasa, and this is designed to provoke you to sit with intensity and become aware of what is experiencing that intensity, and see if you can actually rest in contentment with what is. So it is a practice on all levels. One, Brahmari Pranayama, creating a cathartic way we address the holding patterns, give an outlet to be able to release and allow what is to be. And then encourage you to stay in your back bend for an extra breath. But please do not push through pain. Pain's there to let your body know that you're going to injure yourself. So please work with intensity, not pain, okay?
If you would like to continue to practice, find out more information about the topics discussed, or to donate to this podcast, please visit zephyryoga.com or follow the link in the episode description. I thank you.